understand, no, the chamisha b'shisha loyanku madodi. You can have five seeds, even though the shetach, the small piece of karka, this arugu, this line of karka, is only six tzvachim by six tzvachim. Still, the rabbanan knew that they're not yanki; they don't have nourishment one from the other. Loyanku miadodi. Sounds like the esmaster from this pasuk that you can have five seeds in one small shetach karka. Even though from the pasuk it doesn't say how big the karka could be, maybe the karka could be a mile by a mile. That Rashi says we don't know exactly from the pasuk. For as mustafa goes on the shetach of karka six tvachim by six tvachim, that you have a heter to plant five different seeds in this little piece of karka. Now let's see Rashi in the Mishnah. Shezorin b'toychei hezeroinim. You can plant five seeds in this little piece of karka. V'leihevi irvuv. It's not considered they're mixed together the seeds. You can have enough ground in between them that's not called nisaklayim. Dalat rashi medalat rucha saruga. Four on all four sides of this aruga, this like a box of plants where you can plant, on all four sides you can plant. Rashi learns here memala es kol haruach at samach lekerem. Like this picture here. On the sides of the on the sides of it, the whole thing you could plant. Not just on the corner itself you put a seed. There along the whole middle of the each side you could put your seeds all along it. Such as memala es kol haruach. The whole side, the whole north side is full with seeds, with the same type of seeds. Like you plant on one side tomatoes, one side cucumbers, one side radishes, one side peppers. Rashi es kol haruach ad samal keren. Tumamish the end of the corner, like this picture. The white part of the corner, that you leave empty. That you don't put a seed. But throughout the whole line of the side, you plant. The achas b'yemtza, the chiddush is now a fifth seed, a fifth type of vegetable you can plant in the middle. Garen echot, one seed. The afa pisha kol eitz lakronis. Smuchim zelazeh l'chura by the corners, the north and the west side, when they meet together, they're mamash right next to one another. You have cucumbers on one side and tomatoes on the other side. They're right next to another. So why isn't there an istaklayim? The mamash yonik, the mamash getting their nourishment one from the other. Like under the ground, the seeds, the roots are mixing into one another. So Drashi, Yafa Pisha called Eitz Lakronis, Smuchim Zelazir, V'yein B'nei Yemachop Gimel Tvachim, they're not three Tvachim away from one another, they come out even touching at the corners one with the other. V'yein Kim Zemizir, because that's the shear. The shear we'll see later is that the unique in the ground, the roots underneath, get nourishment within three Tvachim. That is, each root goes out of Tefach and here. So if you have a seed here, and the next seed, if the next seed is three tefachim away, each one reaches out one and a half, this goes one and a half, then they don't get the unique one from the other. But kolzaman, they're closer than three tefachim away, we say the two roots underneath the ground are mixed. They get the nourishment one from the other, and they should be near the client. That's Rashi's kasha here. The chur, if you plant all along the sides, the chur, the two sides, gets mixed up together, and underneath the ground, there is unique ladodi. There should be also Zakrashi ain't kan base mechid. There's nothing wrong with this. The gabe klayim Zakrashi chidish by the Easter klayim hakeiruhu debinu. It just has to look. We don't care what's doing under the ground. We care what you see on top of the ground. It has to just be nicker that you're not mixing the seeds. You're like planting cucumbers on one side and tomatoes on the other side. So if you could say this whole line, people see here are cucumbers. I right on top here you have tomatoes. And at the corner now, the cucumbers and tomatoes look together. No, they don't look alike. It looks like it's planted separate. Because this whole line is cucumbers, and this whole line here is tomatoes. So it looks like you're planting separately. That's mutter. Kiritanan, Rashi brings a raya, Gemara and Bobasra. Zeh semech legedim ikan, zeh semech legedim ikan. Let's say two people. You have a yard, one next to another. And you have a gedi, you have a wall growing up in between. So it's mutter mamash, I can plant my cucumbers until together, until the wall, and the other side of the wall, he can plant his tomatoes mamash right next to the wall. I will mamash plant it right next to the wall. So when the roots go underneath the ground, there's zichamuruf together there. Even though underneath the gedder, they have a yanika. So Rashi v'koshchen klai yizroyim, the rabbonim. That's Rashi's right that it's mutter. What's the Psham the Gemara and Bobasra? Since you have a gedi, you have a fence going up, so it's nikkei klor that it has two different plantings to it. You see, claw, it's not planted together. Even though under the ground they have yanika together, but on top, you look at each one separately, just pull it off the phone. Yeah. The Alpha Gav, the Yankee Metitoid, Koshchein Kloy is Royim, to Rashi the Rabbonim. Rashi says a Chiddush. Koshchein Kloy is Royim the Rabbonim. That Kloy is Royim means when you're planting two types of vegetables together, there's only an Issa the Rabbonim. Masha from Rashi, what's the Issa the Raisa? Vegetables Royim with a kerem, with the vineyards. But Royim alone, Rashi saying a Chiddush is only Yosim the Rabbonim. The Leichashin Lianika, we're not Choshit for the Nika. To the Tanan, like it says, Gabi Rosh Tur, Lekamon. We'll see a Gemara later also. If you have a whole field full of cucumbers, and a Rosh Tur means like a triangle comes into this field. Like you have a field here of cucumbers, and you have another type of growing tomatoes, and the Tsumamish comes in like this way. The triangle comes in like this inside here. So that's Mutter. Because it's also, it's Nika, you have one growing here, and this is Nika, another field. The triangle comes into here. I will soon see the Gemara. So this is all rise that by Klayim we don't care about really if underneath it has the Nikol Adodi. The Ikki Yisayda Klayim is that on top it should be looked as if you have one growing here and another growing here. They don't look that they're growing the Irv mixed up together. So Rashi means another Rai Gabi Beishurus will soon see later also. V'reyesh kan heke godol Ruach Zed Zruy Sofin V'dorim V'zu Zruy Mizruch Amarev. That's Pshanawa Halach here also. You can plant on all four sides, because each side is Nikir, it's a special growing. There's a growing here of cucumbers, and there's a growing here of tomatoes. It's Nikir, you're growing them separately. Avu bein zerahem tsoi, lizaruni heruchais. But when you put the middle seed in the middle of the box, this is the problem now. The middle seed, l'chura, that looks like it's mixed up. It doesn't have its own place. It looks like it's mixed up with all the four seeds on the side of it. So here you need a good hachoka. Here you need a hachoka of gimel tfachim to be away. Rashi tzorech hachoka kedayinika. Here you need a good hachoka kedayinika. The yain sham heker. There's no other heker. For you have a mekarev, have a irvuf. If the middle seed would be near any one of the four sides, close enough, it looked like it's mixed in with that. So the middle of that in the side there of the cucumber, the middle is a tomato. So this tomato would be looked like it's mixed up with the cucumber. So here you need a good shear hachoka. It has to be separated from the side. How much? A shear of yedayinika, which is, we said, three tvachim. Because each plant is yonik a tefach and a half away. So if they're three tvachim away, each one goes to the middle. They don't meet. That's the shear of the Mishnah. That's how you get, if you have a shetach of 6 by 6, so it's 6 tvachim away, you grab one seed in the middle. Because this seed in the middle is always 3 tvachim away from the sides. So that's a good enough hachokom, a good enough heker. Josh, we have a mekarva, you have a irvuf. We have a forish, dalad gerinim, but dalad ruchas toyet. That's if you just learned, if I care, that you put the four seeds of mamash, the four corners of the box, that's a mistake. Like Rashi learning, you allow the mamash plant each side, the whole side. Just the middle seed you put in the middle, that's the chiddush. That needs a good hachoka. How much does it have to be away? 3 tvachim away. See, if the whole thing is 6 tvachim wide, it's very good. Or 6 tvachim long, you put the seed right smack in the middle, so that's automatically 3 tvachim from this side, and 3 tvachim from the other side, there's no irvuf. Rashi Pesukim says there is, Rashi Mormon Forish, Hechi Mash Meiz Rein and Bevot Tvachim. That's Rashi in the Gemara. Toitzi Chad, Simcha Chad, Zriyeh, or Trey, Tatsimi Chad. Now, so you have a right from this postik, we could put 5 seeds in one small piece of karka. But how big is the karka? The Rashi Bashisha Tvachim. Now that's what our Mishnah is saying, the Chiddush, that if the karka is 6 Tvachim by 6 Tvachim, you could put inside your middle seed. That doesn't say the perish in this postik. The Lekel Melech Mikroi. Here we can learn it out from this posik. So Drashi Kimlu L'Rabbonin. Now the Rabbonin know this by themselves. The Stam Arugan is Ras Vom Hezeroinim Kachi. Hakachi Midosa. The Rabbonin know this. That when you want to put 5 seeds in one small piece of ground, the piece of ground has to be at least 6 Tavachim by 6 Tavachim. The Chamisha Zeroinim B'Shisha Tavachim Layanti. Because Rabbonin know this, you say that the middle seed and soy will not have yanika, will not get nourishment from the side seeds. For Shebruchas Miadodi. The sheer yanika kol zera tefachumachsa. That's Rabbanan know. How much does each seed, when it grows in the ground, the roots, how far down does the roots go outwards to get yanik, tefach in here? So, Mel, if you have one seed here, and the next seed is three tvachim away, underneath there's no unique at all. That the Chum know with their own das. That they don't have a right from the posik. Now we never understand the Rabbanan know by themselves. Kozera tatru machteim imokim hazera. Harei min hazera hanizra. Vigvul haruga kineged hem soi. Viyante hem soi gimu tvachim. Mele here, if the whole tefer, if the whole thing is six tvachim long, so right smack in the middle is three tvachim away from each side. So that's why it's mutter. Umeyelo vashnayim manu lemedim. From our Mishnah Guf, we see that's what the Tan holds. Since he says you're allowed to put one seed right smack in the middle, so if it's in the middle, it's only three tefachim away from this side, and three tefachim away from that side, that's mutter. So you see, less than that would be usur. Why? Because each one has the unique one and a half, so two one and a half is three, that would be more, less than three would be usur. Rashimid le kovam mokam le zera hanizram, eitzalak vul. Loishiva yetzla kerem el afilu imbol lezoyrei kineged hem soyis zoyrei. Hey, that we say the middle seed or along the sides. You can plant all along the sides and all along the other side, mizrach and marav, all along the four sides you can plant it. So when you put this middle seed, it's only three tefachim away from the sides. As if you tell me you only plant on the corners, then there's more than three tefachim away. If you only plant in the corner, the alachs and the diameter is more than three. It's three and two-fifths. So about you're allowed to plant all along the sides of this shetach karka, all along the sides, so the middle seed is exactly only three tvachim away from the side. So you see, close, three tvachim is mutter. Alma ba'achokas dimo tvachim sagi. As long as one seed is away from the other seed, three tvachim, that's mutter. V'yaf agab linyin klayim. Hekerev al mabinon, Irash is asking the question, why do you have to be so far away? Gimel tvachim, we're saying the yisoid by klayim, befrat, where Rashi learns klayim is royim. Just planting different seeds of vegetables is only yosim the rabbonin. And the yisr is only the hekerev, as long as it looks like it's being planted differently. It looks like they're not planted together, it's mutter. So why do I have to have three tvachim away? Why isn't it enough and maybe one tefach away? It's just enough that it looks like they're not planted together, even though they have yunika. And we don't care if they really have yunika, because now they come on mishmaitin, gabi roish tur. We'll soon see, like if a triangle box comes into a field that's growing, we say it's mutter, because it's nika. The field is one type of planting, and then another field that looks like a triangle comes in there, it's nika, it's from another field. So since it looks claw like two different fields, it's mutter. Even though underneath they have unique ladodi. The gabi bay shuris, like we'll see later. Miyo zatrashi hefrish zuroini arugod lehevi irvuv leke hakerub bibotsi mishir unika. Bashankin here was saying this one box. Since you planted on all four sides, now when you plant in the middle, this middle seed looks like it's mixed up with all the seeds. So here, what makes it look separately, that it's not mixed together? Only if there's a chosh of a shear in between the shear of kedei yedika, which is three tvachim. The gabi rosh tur, shtei shuris lakamon ike hakeira. There's a good hacker. Hilka ki ramiz lon troa, hei zironi beruga, v'shavav tvachim koma. It's mistavra, the psham this posse that says you can plant five seeds, is talking about such a small piece of karka that six tvachim by six tvachim. Then there's a svara on all four sides you can plant, because the four sides look like separate planting. You're planting on the east side, on the west side, the north side, that's a special planting. Just the middle one looks like it's mixed up, so that we see in svara. When it's away, kedeya nika, which is three tvachim, that's a svara should be mutter. So it's mistavra, the Mishnah says you can plant five seeds. How big does it have to be? Just 6 by 6. As long as you have 6 tvachim, the length, so punk smack in the middle, you can put another seed. Because that seed is 3 tvachim away from this side, and 3 tvachim away from that side, that's mutter. That's why you have a raya from the Mishnah, like 6 tvachim is enough. So tomorrow, mod nekashinam. So tomorrow, minolon, so tomorrow, minolon. How do we know when the Rabbanan tell us something, we could like believe the Rabbanan? What they say means something. Is that the Mishnah is telling us a svara the Rabbanan understood? that they know that things like yearnik under the ground, if you have one tomato growing here or one cucumber growing next to it, if they're within three tvachim, they get nourishment one from the other. But if they're exactly three tvachim away, then they don't get any unika. The Rabbanan knew this with their svara. Like, how do we know to believe the Rabbanan? Trashi minolon, to all the kimul Rabbanan bishir unika. That the seeds get nourishment one from the other. Milti, we can rely on them. Lemisle cholov loymar bekiim hein, to say that we can them on their bekiim of this chokma. Ha chachomim beyavoides adama. We can understand when the chum tell us something about planting, they know what they're talking about. Leida, that they should tell us and to understand, kama yoinkin. How much does one seed have to be away from another seed? It shouldn't get nourishment one from the other. Shaleti tama, you shouldn't think. Layman say, mi hoidia labrius. This type of a chokma to know how far away does one seed have to be from another seed, we can think people can't understand that. That's like the Eibishter. Shir yunika. How could the Yodim understand this? Like, you shouldn't think to yourself, how could people have such a chokhmah? How could we know the chokhmah to measure one seed, how far away it has to be from another seed, that underneath the root shouldn't be yearnik ladodi? And there shouldn't be a kasha to you. How could a chokhmah tell us this? This is something that the Abishan knows, not us. So the Marnayim is a right from a posik. How do you know that the chokhmah could have such a chokhmah to understand things that grow, exactly how they grow and how far they get the nourishment? It's right from the posik. The Yom Rab Chia Baraba, Om Rab Yechim. My Dichsiv, what does the posik in the Devarim say? Lo Yisasi Gvur Reyecha. I don't steal the Gvul, don't steal the boundaries of your friend. Like if you have a Sada, you next to your friend, and the boundary is there, don't wake up one night and take the boundary and move it over and make your karka long, you're stealing karka. That's the posik is saying. Lo Yisasi, don't steal karka, don't move the boundary over further away and make your karka big. What does the apostle end off with? Asher gavlu rishonim. That the rishonim, the freedika, put the gvul there. That they put down exactly where the boundary is. So the Gemara, gvul shegavlu rishonim loisasik. That means to say that you can't steal the gvul that the rishonim freedika there is put there. The Gemara, my gavlu rishonim. What does it mean, the rishonim? Who are these freedika people, the people from before, the generation before, they put the boundary? What do you mean, the people from before? The chur means the boundary we made now. If I own my karkam and next to me have a neighbor, so we make up between the two of us a boundary where my karkam, my house ends here, and your property starts there. So Torah is saying, don't make up one night and move the fence over to make your fence, to make your karkam bigger. What does the pasuk got to say? What do you mean what the generation before did? What do I care what they did before? Shrashi, gvul reyecho. Lita samach lemeitzar lahachish kako kishir asher gavlu rishonim. Or don't plant next to your friend's karka to ruin his karka. Umihem rishonim. Who are these freedika people? Who are these people? These are the meroyim, the chaviim, shayi bekiim akach. They will bekiim in the karka. Kriyashchem of neisayil. We'll soon see by neisayil. So the Gemara Amar Rab Shmuel ban Achmeni Amar Rab Yonasin. My disiv. What does the pasuk say? Eila b'nei Seir, these are the b'nei Seir, ha'chori, yosh v'yoretz. They're the yosh v'yoretz. These people lived horetz, lived in the ground. For the Gemara, oto kuli alma yosh v'rikiya ninu. Now what does the pasuk have to say? Eila b'nei Seir, ha'chori, yosh v'yoretz. These are people that are living in the yoretz. Pshita are living on this world. Where else do they live? Does everybody else live in the rikiya, in the shemayim? That the pasuk here have to call them yosh v'yoretz? Like everybody lives on the ground. So the Gemara we dash from here, Ella, that these people show you bekiyim be yeshuva shalorets. These people Bnei Seir and Achari, they were bekiyim be yeshuva shalorets. They knew exactly every piece of ground for exactly what it's good for. They knew the yishuv. They knew how to use up every inch of ground. Show you Oimrim, they were able to say mole konezir. This thick length of karka is lezayis. It's very good. This little ground to plant zaysim there. Mole konezer, this thick length of karka ligafanim is good to plant grapes there. Mole konezer latanim, this is good to plant figs. They knew exactly which karka is good for planting. So Kolponim, you see from the Torah that this chokhma to know the ground, exactly how the ground has its nourishment and what's good to plant there, people know it. It's just the Bnei Seir know it. So Mel, it's not shver to us now in the Mishnah, the Tanoim, tell us the Yisrael, that they know exactly how much the Anika goes, that you have to be away three tvachim, we can understand it, that they have this chokhmah. Or this chokhmah was given to the Bnei Yodim. derives from this pasuk by Bnei Seir. They have this chokhmah to know exactly each piece of ground for what it's good for and the needs of nourishment of the ground. The drashi mole konezir. Kona means hamide sheboy moedet nakaka. Kona is like a stick that you measure karka, and a yard full of karka. Is lezayis. Is royal legado zaysim. This piece of karka is good to grow olives. Vizel letena. This is good for figs. Well, yoidim lahafesh asorets. They knew how to divide the gland. Bein kona lekona. Mamish a small piece of karka. That this is good for this is good for that. Berecha. The time, either they smelled the karka and knew it, or else they tasted it. Heichel zaysim, heichel letenim. They knew which karka is good for olives and which karka is good for figs. If they knew this chokhmah, for which karka is good for what, avada they knew this chokhmah to know how far away each seed takes its nourishment from. So Mela, if these people had the chokhmah, it's not sure to say the chokhmah in the Mishnah also had this chokhmah. Right, the pasuk says v'chayri, se'elu b'nei seir ha'chayri. What does chayri mean? Shemarichin esoris. The mamish used to smell the ground. They smelled the ground, and by smelling it, they knew exactly what for use this karka is good for. Drasha shemarichim, sirus as a teva v'dorisha. Change around the teva of chori and say marichim. Means to smell. Bait the v'chivi. What does the post says v'chivi? Omer apopo shoyotoyim im esores kechaviyo. They used to taste the ground like a snake. A snake's karka, what a snake eats from, how large he eats the offer. So he tastes the ground. These people also used to taste the ground like a snake, to know for what use each piece of karka is good for. Drashi v'chivi, lomo nikra chivi, why do we call them chivi? She'etoyne mesoritz. Lieza dovrui, what is good for? Kichyura. Kinoche shemachol yofer. What does a snake eat? His michael is offer, dirt. Who are then these people used to taste the dirt? What do you eat dirt for? Elamai means they had this chokhmah to be able, by tasting it, to know for what it's good for. So right, that's alright, the chum could know this chokhmah, how far the nikra goes. Ravach is at the Mar by Yaakov Oma. Chori, what's the what's these people called? Chori, Shenasu b'nei Chori menechsem. That's a little bit different. I mean, they became poor. They lost all their nechosim. They came b'nei Chori, they came free menechsem. Rashi, Shenasu b'nei Chori menechsem. Shenitrudu menechlosim. They were taken away from their Yerusha, from their property. Loihutzuchu la'avad mosim. Didn't have to work on their kachmer anymore. Because they said b'nei Esav Yerushim. B'nei Esav took it away from b'nei Seir. So when they say you lost the property, that's pshat from chayrid, they became free from the properties. Oh, but he still asked the first part of the pasuk though, that yosh v'yoritz means that they knew this chokhmah of how to live on the ground to use up each piece of karka. Omer Rabasi, aruga, that we say the Mishnah. Aruga means like a row of karka, a row that you're planting in. And this row is 6x6, and we say now you can plant 5 seeds inside it. It means the inside where you're actually planting, the inside of this plot of land has to be 6 tvachim and 6 tvachim. Chutz migvuleh. A chutz from the gvul means the boundary on the outside of it. But you need 6 inside that you can mamash plant with, and then you have a tefach on the outside for its boundary. Shashyam rabashi aruga. Shom rut sricha liyos. Vov, that means chutz migvuleh. Shoy manichem bi aruga karka cholik svivos. They used to leave on the side of it a plain piece of karka, an empty piece of karka. Hazriya l'mokam disha. I have a place to walk around it, to dash, to walk on it. Kishumashka has royim. One used to water it. So if you water this plot of karka, you have to be able to walk around it to water it. His malak b'gvulel used to walk on the boundaries of it. Vashmini ravashi. D'lei tema don't think vov. Means im ha'gvulim. That's what we say if you have a piece of ground 6x6. You can plant 5. Even though you're not using all the 6, no one tefach is for the gvul. Just 5 alone is enough. Nein, ugeshiniyach tefach cholak lekam tefach lekam. Loi tayaruga makim yinikosim el arbon. So if you can leave over mamash, the whole thing is 6x6. If you can leave off one tefach on each side for walking to be able to water it, so the inside shetach is only 4x4. So don't think that in 4x4 you can plant 6 5 seeds. Have only 4x4. If you're going to put the seed smack in the middle, it'll only be 2 tfachim away from each side. So that's no good. That we say that rugas vav tfachim means the inside planting part is 6x6. Therefore, when the seed is smack in the middle, it's 3 tfachim away from each side. Tanya namihochi. Mara aruga. Toicha Shisha, the Naruga, what's called Naruga, the inside of the Naruga is 6 Tvachim by 6 Tvachim. Gvulei Bakama, now we say it has a boundary that you leave blank to be able to walk on it. How big does the boundary have to be? Kiritnan, like we learned. We have Yehuda Weimer, Roichev Kamole Roichev Parsa. The width of the boundary has to be like a Tefach. The width of a Parsa of a foot length. Parsa Mizrashi, Parsa's regal, your foot. Like your shoe. Mal, that's the Tefach. Omer Rab Zayr V'Temer Rab Chanina Bapopo. My time of Yehuda, where does he have the right from this Posa to leave over a Gvul, leave over the boundary a Tefach? The Posik says, V'Shkisa V'Raglecha Kagan Hayerik. You should water it Lebraglecha with your foot. What does it mean, regal? What does it mean, your foot? You don't water with your foot? That means to darshan. Ma regal tefach. Just like a foot, normal, the tefach wide. Af kvul nami tefach. Hu adin, that would you water. So you have to leave on the side blank of the karka, something blank that you can walk on that piece of karka. That karka has to be a tefach. That's not as possible. Vishkisa braglecha. Like with your foot, the measurement of how wide your foot is, that's how much width you should leave of blank karka. You put water on your shoulders and walk with it. See what's that last kaisa? Is lomu mechter braglecha? What does the pasuk have to say using your foot for? Leimishu makam alchol las kaisa kishir regalu. Come to tell me that how much karka do you have to use blank near the end, 1 foot length, which is a tefach. Omer Rav. Aruga bechurba shenino. That's what we say a heter in the Mishnah, that you light a plant with saying one aruga, one plaque of karka, 6 by 6. That's only its nechurba. That means all the sides around you're not planting. You're only planting this one piece of karka. Then you can plant all along the sides. It's muta. Mashenken, if it's among other plants, like here, like this picture here, if it's amongst all the other ones, then a blibosser. Because then the mamash, there's an irv. It looks together, one is planted next to the other one. But if it's only in a churba, means you only planted this one piece of karka, all the sides is blank, then it's muta. Trashi, Yomarav, Aruga Bakurba Shaninu. The Mishnah Seinu Lahate Bo Hezeroinim. When can you plant 5 seeds? Only if it's planted by itself in a desolated place. Avoloshes Vivasei Arugais. Not if all around it, like this picture, you have other plantings. Shirele Pirsh Lacho, El Hefer Zeroini Shemetechai. Our Mishnah only says the Hefer of the Techai. The Mtizra Aruga is three by seven. But if you're going to plant like this picture, just the middle one, and all on the sides, all around it also, Laitocha Lahachik, you can't divide. Then Isa Shemetechal is Roya Isa and Shemruchais, Haruga Samach Lagvul Achika, Minam Soy Kishiru. Veshata Makrev Eitzel Zroya Nizabachaberto. When you're planting one next to another, so true. How much of a gvul, how much of a boundary do you have to leave instead of tefach? So between one and the other one, you have 2 tefachim in between. So that's all you have, just 2 tefachim. But we say now that this picture, Rashi, you can plant all along the side. So you plant all along this side, and all along the next side, these 2 sides are facing one next to another. There are only 2 tefachim in between. So mamish, you need 3 tefachim in between. So vada blayv osur. Therefore, that the Mishnah says you can plant 5 seeds. That's only planting it by itself. When it comes mixed into other ones, you can't plant any more 5 seeds, because then you always need a chokam of gimel tefachim, and here you only have 2 tefachim. That's what Rav is saying. I'm a Rav. Aruga, the head of the Mishnah, is not going to be chuba shenino. For the Gemara, I have ikah mokum kronis. You have the mokum kronis, you can plant it. So the Gemara, I have ikah mokum kronis. Let's only plant on the corners. Amri be rav, mishmei de rav, b'vamala es ha-kronis. Hey, the kasha posha was, you're only planting on the corner. So Bazai, skip a corner, like, move over a little bit. The Teretz says, no, like Rashi says here. We're talking about you're planting all along the corner. You're mamala the whole Karen. The Rabbi mamala has akronis. Freti Gemara. V'lizroyim ha'avroi, v'loy limno magavoi. Bazai, let's just plant on the outside, on the inside, and not on the outside. There the Kashri, the Enechlami, don't plant all along the sides then. Just plant a little bit. Plant like 1 seed here, 1 seed here, and you'll be able to maneuver it, that it's always away, gimel tefachim. So don't plant along the whole side, like the picture Rashi says, plant just a little bit. You have to plant all along the sides. Just plant one seed on the corner, and the next one will be gimel tzfachim away. For the marv lizla mavroi, plant on the inside. Lelim the nagavoyin, don't plant on the outside of it. So be mutter.